You know, I still can't believe that you're actually putting up with my crazy antics. I mean, no one's ever actually wanted to join me on my hunt for Halloween decorations before. Yeah, really. Usually, I would just go off and do it all on my own, but I actually felt a bit sad that it was just me, you know? I mean, I still enjoyed it, but I don't know, it's nice to have someone here with me this time. Yes, even if it's not your favorite holiday. Wait, hold on. If you dare pick up that skeleton and tell me once again how you want to bone me, I swear I might just strangle you. Oh, sounds like fun. How so? In a cute way. Hey, I am very threatening, okay? I am not one to mess with. I have somewhat muscles. See? Grr. How dare you pat my head? Stop looking at me like that, you pain in the butt. I know you're playing, but just remember that the shorter I am to the ground, the closer I am to hell. Shush, it's very scary. Yes, it really is. Seriously, though, I cannot thank you enough for doing this with me. I know that Halloween isn't really your thing, but I do appreciate you attempting to play along as though it were your favorite. Oh, so you just like seeing me all excited. Well, just you wait until you see how I am once it gets closer to Halloween. We'll see how cute you find it then. Because I'm going all out. Like, I'm dressing up and everything. Like, it's gonna be a lot. Well, you see, it's a sexy costume to me, but it probably won't be to you. It's a vampire costume. It's really pretty though, and I'm like really excited because I feel so good in it. It's this lace bodysuit and this like fake leather skirt. Like, I really just want to look like a vampire from Queen of the Damned. Yeah, I know, me in that movie. What can I say though? It's something that I deeply love, you know? Kind of like you. And yes, I am saying that to make up for the fact that I forced you to watch it like 2 times. What? It has not been 9 times. No, it hasn't. Has it really been 9 times? Oh no. You must hate me for that then. No? Why not? So, let's see. You put up with it because you like seeing me happy, and you're out shopping with me because it makes me happy. You know, if you aren't careful, you're gonna start to convince me that you just like seeing me happy. Or worse, you might actually like me or something. Yeah, or something. You really are great. You know that? I love you so much. Do you really love me? I'm not making a face. I'm not batting my eyelashes. Why would that work? No, nothing. Just, if I was, you know, batting my eyelashes, as you say, I was just thinking about how you like to see me happy and whatnot. So I was kind of wondering if there's any chance that I can convince you to dress up too. Well, I wouldn't make you dress up too much. Yes, you are correct. There is a but. I was thinking that maybe you could dress up as, like, my human victim. Yeah, like, you wear a white shirt or something and I'll just cover you in fake blood. You know, like, have it run down your shirt, basically make you look all dead. Hey, now. It is a very sexy costume. Well, it's sexy because I guarantee you that for the rest of the night, I will be pressing my lips to your neck. And I don't want to spoil anything too much, but as I recall, you like when my lips are on your neck. You know, how sensitive it can be. I know that we're in public, but no one's in the aisle. And besides, you're blushing, and that makes it more than worth it. Don't you think? Oh my goodness, look how cute this is! I love skulls. Oh, right. Sorry. I got distracted. Don't laugh at me. But yes, I love you too. What do you say, though? About the costume idea. I mean, we have to dress up anyway because it's a costume party, so this way we can have, like, a couple costume without it being, you know, too in your face. However, if you do think it's stupid, I totally get it. We can find something else for you to wear, like one of those shirts that says, "This is my costume." Hey, what? Really? You'll be my victim? Really? Okay, you're officially the best. I mean, you were already the best, but, like, you're the best. I love you. You have no idea what this means to me, and I know that you will probably regret it, but I promise to make it up once we get back to your place or my place or wherever we end up staying for the night. No, you're the cute one. I will promise if I can. What is it? Oh, don't worry. I use drying blood for stuff like that, so there will be mild stickiness. However, I will be sporting fake blood that is mouth safe, so you might get a little sticky from that. Is that okay, though? You sure? Positive. That is my favorite blood type. Okay, I tried making a pun. It didn't exactly work, but hey, I made you smile, so I consider that a win. Also, I promise that I will make it up to you, like I said, because I may or may not have bought some pretty amazing lingerie that I plan on wearing underneath my outfit. I mean, I don't know. I guess you'll just have to wait and see whenever you take a peek. Spoiler alert, though, I am almost certain that it won't be staying on for long. I know. We're in public. What can I say, though? You make me giddy. Besides, you adore all this craziness, right? I know I'm not wrong. You know, I don't think I'm finding much here. Do you want to just head out? There isn't anything I really want. Although, to be fair, this is like my third time visiting the store just this month. Yes, I'm serious. I dragged you in because it's fun. And think about how many times you picked up a skeleton and was like, "Hey, I want to bone you." Remember? Those were the fun times. Remember that? Yeah. You were enjoying those. Right? Yeah? Okay, look, I take my love for spooky season very seriously, okay? What are you gonna do with me? I mean, I would say just love and adore me. That's true. You already do. I guess just continue being you, because that makes me happy. And as you said, you like seeing me happy. I'd do anything to make you happy, too. What do you say, though? You want to get out of here? Yeah, I'm sure. Besides, there's nothing more that I want than to get back to your place for the night. What exactly did you want to talk to me about regarding it? Is tonight not good? Do you want to just drop me off at my place, then? What do you mean? You, okay, let me repeat that. So, processing. You think it's time that I stopped living out of a bag? Okay, what exactly do you mean by that? Wait. You cleared space for me? Wait. Sorry, I'm still processing this. Okay. You made space for me in your closet. You gave me a drawer. And room in the bathroom? Why did you do that? Well, I know I'm over a lot, but I mean, I don't mind living out of a bag. I can have things there, like what, my own toothbrush just for your place, or hairbrush, stuff like that. Maybe some clothes. You really mean business, don't you? You know, I'm not gonna lie, I don't really know how to respond to this. Obviously, I'm not having a negative reaction since there's, you know, this big dumb grin on my face. But I can't believe you made space for me. It just felt right. You know, you really do know how to make a girl happy. You always surprise me. Even when I think you can't possibly surprise me anymore. Whoa, okay, that is a strong wind. Okay, I might need your hand so I don't fly away. But we should also hurry to the car so that my skirt doesn't go flying up. Well, of course it's not the worst thing to you. Come on. Wait. Hold on, look. The leaves are starting to change colors now. Oh yes, that makes me very happy. I always take pictures once they fully change because it feels like my favorite season is finally here. And now you're pressing me against the car. Is this to keep my skirt down, or are you about to kiss me? Well, I mean, I'm hoping it's because you're about to kiss me. I swear, I could spend all of my time kissing you. Oh my gosh, look! The leaves are falling down around us. Oh my gosh, I love this. It's like in an anime when the cherry blossoms sprinkle around during a kiss. You're right, it does feel appropriate. I love you. I love you so much. Yeah, so much. More than I ever thought possible. It might sound silly, but being around you is starting to feel like coming home. I don't really know what to do with that feeling. Of course I trust you. Why do I get teary-eyed from that? I mean, that's quite the line. Then, like a home, I'll keep you safe. You just came up with that on a whim. Only you could get away with something that cheesy. Of course, because you're that good. Don't mind me, I just want to hug you for a moment. You know, I think I understand the feeling I've seen other people talk about. The type of feeling, you know, of experiencing a type of love where you wouldn't mind spending forever with them. And I mean that. I wouldn't mind spending forever with you. Actually, that's a lie. I would want at least forever in a day. Oh, that's okay. I don't mind being greedy, especially when it comes to you. You ready to go? Oh, really? How are you gonna make me real happy? We can watch Queen of the Damned tonight? Oh my goodness, you got it bad for me, don't you? It's okay though, I won't tell anyone. It can just be our little secret. I love you. I know I've said that so many times today, but I'm in a good mood. Yeah. I'm in a good mood. Looks good on me. Well, you know what looks even better on me? You. See? And you're blushing again. That was so worth it. I am not gonna be in trouble. Shush. I said what I said, okay? Besides, I think you kind of like it when I make you all blushy. As I recall, at one point you told me that no one else has made you this blushy before. So, I think you like it because you've never experienced it, but you also don't know what to do about it. Silence speaks louder than words sometimes. It's okay. You look super cute when you blush. Yes, you do. Okay. Come on, let's get in before we get covered in leaves. Yes, and before my skirt flies up. Oh, no nothing. I just wanted to stare at you for a moment. You just make me happy. You always do. I mean, sometimes you irritate me, and sometimes you're just a pain in the butt. Again, pointing back to the I wanna bone you jokes. But yeah, you make me happy. I love you too. Okay, I could stare at you forever. Okay, come on, we need let's get going, okay? I mean, we can enjoy the leaves another time. They're not going anywhere yet. Oh, really? Just like here. You're not going anywhere? Well, I certainly hope not, because I mean, I need you to at least stick around long enough to be my victim. Wait, that sounds bad. No, not like that. No, I just, I've never done a couple's costume with someone, so I'm actually really giddy about that. Really? The smile right here, that's why you want to do it? And that's why you're the best. Let's get going.